pit center, Russell.
Thank you.
Wherever he is, it's urgent.
All right, sir.
Got it, didn't it?
Yeah, I felt like an acrobat back in the days of vaudeville. It went very easily.
What were the leads today?
I would say your comments about the Republicans, which you said you were accustomed to Republican criticism, didn't particularly bother you. I would say your story about De Gaulle, that there's worldwide concern. I'd say those are the two best leads. It went very well. I think you get good play on it, and I think that...
What do you think about the Baker thing?
I think you may have recouped some of what I believe we lost by the statement Thursday. Because this was offhand. This was not... This was just normal and natural.
And they can't say that I ran out of the room and wouldn't answer questions.
That's
and
right.
As a matter of fact, I told any of them to ask me any they wanted. Now, next time, we got to tell somebody to cut it off. It went too long.
Mm-hmm.
And I was afraid to stop it on account of the Baker thing. Now, you work over the weekend awfully hard on every report you can get. Get Dick Nelson to call these departments and get you things for Monday and Tuesday. And let's have the best briefings next week we ever had so we can get the Johnson team admired and respected. Not for promotional sake, but just you just have the hard news. Ask Hobart Taylor if he can't give you some figures on new ones on equal employment. Ask Wirtz if he can't give you some proposals.
Right.
Ask them if they can't get you some appointments.
Right.
And just call each one of the cabinet officers and tell them that you're going to have a bad week here and you want them to, Udall and Fleming, and Freeman.
Right, I'll get them all, sir.
Because I want you to do better than anybody else does and look nicer and take your shirt and bring it down and change it at lunch so that you've got on a clean shirt and a big enough suit for you all week and look at them and be fair and judicious, but try to leave a good impression on them.
Okay, sir.
Now... did we make any mistakes this morning?
No, sir. Not a one. Not a one.
Any of them comment to you about it at all? They're writing their stories.
They're writing their stories. A couple of them stopped me very briefly and just wanted to know what this meant, the fact that I was handling the briefing. I said, well, just lending a hand, that's all.
What?
I said I was just lending a hand. And
yeah, that's good. They say Pierre's out of town. Say Pierre's out of town, and I work closely with him, and I want to try to build you up gradually, but where are you? You've got some prestige and standing, and not just Walter or Bill Moyers. I want you, you're entitled to prestige this. You work for it harder than anybody else, so I won't do it, but you've got to help yourself. You don't help yourself. You come in damned old wrinkled suit, and you come in with a dirty shirt, and you come in your tie screwed up. I want you to look real nice and get your corset if you have to.
Okay, sir.
But look like a top-flight businessman. You look like a goddamn reporter, and I want you to look better. So you work on it over the weekend, and next week just work like hell on these reports. And be sure that every briefing you've got plenty of things, and then come in and insist on 10 minutes with me before each briefing so you can get what I've been doing that day. Look at that schedule. Now, they told him I was going up to Camp David. I never had any intention of going. Nobody asked me. They just shot in the dark.
A couple of them asked me, well, they've been called off because of the weather. This was after the briefing.
No, I never had any intent.
I said, no. I said, there had never been any plans to go to Camp David over this weekend.
Okay, anything else?
No.
I'm going out now to the Boggs' reception, and I'll probably go to the Alfalfa tonight, and I'll probably go to the Mass tomorrow.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, sir.